Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by BULQ, the easy way to source. Feel free to call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that toll-free number is 888-723-4630. Why is that duck doing that?
Because we're sitting in a duck blind with camos on.
Yeah, but I don't see the secret word in the show script.
Where is it? It's on page 7, as always.
Oh, it was on page 7?
Yes, it is. So let me tell you that to find Griff's newsletter with the secret word, I can't even find page 7. Go to ebayradio.com and click on the second discussion post thread. It has the word newsletter in its title, and there you'll find today's newsletter complete with today's secret word. And it's a word that's so unusual it sticks out. You'll know it, okay? You'll also find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe and receive it twice a week right in your very own inbox.
Hmm.
And so, Griff, we have some contact us email. I'd like to read you one here. It's kind of an interesting question, and it's got to be answered today.
So if you don't know it,
maybe you can find out.
Okay, yes.
His name is Eddie.
Yes, Eddie.
He's from Tampa, Florida.
Yes, Tampa,
He's known
Florida.
On eBay as EDD1ED. He says, hi, I'm a longtime casual seller who now wants to take eBay selling seriously. I discovered your show 3 weeks ago, and thank you for making it so informative. Today is my first time listening live. I have two easy questions. First,
all right.
I wanted to know when was the best time to sign up for eBay Basic Store. If I were to sign up today, would I receive $25 shipping coupon for this quarter and for the quarter beginning April 1st, or would I just receive one coupon regardless if I sign up today or April 1st?
I don't know that. So I think if he's subscribed today, he may get the coupon, but I'm not absolutely sure. It may not be.
You should try it.
Well, wait. I need to know. So there's other questions you have to ask yourself when you're considering a store subscription, and one of them is it going to work for me? Now, there's lots of great reasons to have an eBay store, but if you need to know your numbers, and we have a site that's called that's called the eBay Fee Illustrator, which will help you make a decision as to whether or not you should have a store, and if so, which tier. On the page, you fill in some requested information about your current selling, and then it gives you a better idea of whether or not this is viable for you financially. So if you search Google on eBay Fee Illustrator, those three words, eBay Fee Illustrator, you'll get a link to the page. And that's what I would suggest. So that's question one.
And question two is, once I have my store, could I still list auctions outside my store? They don't understand how this works, see?
Yeah, this way
I can get my 250 free listings and still get free auctions, since one has to pay for auctions in a store unless you're selling fashion or collectibles.
Yeah, you're looking at this all the wrong way.
Exactly.
So I'd love to know what you're using the auction format for. It is not always the best format if you're for what people use it, especially if you're selling used apparel. It's not necessarily a good format for that. But yes, you could, but you'd have to have a second account. So when you sign up for an eBay store, you sign up with your eBay user ID, and it just gives you a store subscription. But your pricing plan for that user ID is now the store subscription pricing plan. So you don't get the two with one account. You could conceivably start a new account and not have that have an eBay store. I don't recommend it. Here's why. It's a lot of management. Having to have two stores means that you have to sign out and sign in every time that you're going to access eBay with the right store. You don't want to make a mistake. It's way too much work, and I just don't see it as being very productive or efficient. You're better off with one store, one ID, and don't worry about the auction thing. A lot of people, they start focusing in on, I want to save money with free listings, so I'm going to list these in the auction format. I would assume that if you're doing that, you're tracking the progress and the results of your auctions against your fixed price. And depending on what category you're in, making sure that you're getting the money you need from the items you sell. Offering used apparel, for example, that's not in high demand necessarily, Because we have a general rule of thumb that we talk about all the time on the show. If you're going to consider the auction format, it is best suited for items that are rare and high demand and low supply. So there has to be some interest in it so that the auction mechanism will kick in, which is two or more buyers determined to buy it, and they're going to bid it up in price. And that'll help you realize the true value of the item, or if things go crazy, even more. This works well for antiques and collectibles. Am I right, Will?
You are.
Will's still here with us.
Yes, Bob. You are.
But if you're using it for, like, you know, a used T-shirt that isn't like a concert T-shirt with no real interest in it, it's going to sell, if it sells at all, it's going to sell for very little money. You're going to get one bid at your starting price, and that's it. Because auctions don't have immediate payment, then you got to wait for the buyer to pay, and sometimes they don't pay, and then you have to file an unpaid item. I stay away from auctions unless I'm auctioning off a rare collectible or antiques. I just don't use the format. It's not natural for most buyers. Most buyers in the world who are buying non-collectible antique items, more commodity, housewares, clothing, you know, sports equipment, that sort of thing, they don't go shopping and bid on stuff. It's for the vast majority of buyers, it's actually kind of a intimidating and unappealing format. So I exercise caution when you're utilizing auctions. That's my answer.
Very good.
Buy it now, best offer.
Exactly.
I love it.
Yeah, you can have buy it. If you want to negotiate, you can always have a buy it now with a best offer, as Will says, and then somebody wants to offer you less, then they can make an offer, and you can accept it or reject it or give them a counter offer. So you can have some of that back and forth, but you're still in control of the price. The problem with an auction is once you set the starting price and you don't use a reserve, I hate reserves, it's out of your hands. You are not going to be able to control what it sells for. And that, to me, that's not a good way to run a business.
Now, Lisa knows how to run a good business. She's from Houston, Texas. She's known on eBay as the Greenhouse 2. Hello, Lisa. What's your question or comment?
Hi, Lee. First, I just wanted to say I got my, my eBay mouse from Griff yesterday.
It came. Oh, good.
It's really cool. Thank you very much, Griff.
You're welcome.
I like it. And then I was just going to comment, Bob had called about the Turbo Lister versus the Seller Hub.
Yes.
And I was one of those people that I've just switched over to Seller Hub.
Yeah.
And I'm just dealing with the bugs, and I call customer service, and eventually, you know, things get fixed. Griff, it is still clunky in parts, just so you know, but... just everybody needs to call customer service when you find an issue with it. But I will say on TurboLister, just 3 weeks ago, customer service told me, I asked, what about this August date that was kind of hanging out there for, no support on it based on that fall update? Mm. And they said, no, nothing's going to happen.
Right.
So that was what they advised at that time. But there is a lot of good things about Seller Hub. And one thing I noticed the other day, in TurboLister, for example, it's somewhat difficult to put in your item specifics because you have to open another window and then put them in there. And the other thing to get item specifics that are in line with what is on the system, you have to update your TurboLister so everything's fresh.
That's right.
But one thing that has just happened in Seller Hub, everything's right there in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to open up another window. You can just put in your item specifics, all of that stuff.
You're talking about listing form for creating a listing.
Yeah,
right.
So there's you know, I might encourage Bob to try again a little bit more with using Seller Hub on the listing tool in Seller Hub.
Right.
Because now, like with item specifics, there's a new thing where eBay is even suggesting it'll pop up and it'll give you suggestions once you put in your item specifics. It might say, hey, Lisa, I think it's a good idea to put in this or this, too. And I always say I almost agree to everything every single time because the more item specifics, and especially if the tool is suggesting them to me, because that makes, you know, your Google sales search all that much better. You won't get that over on the TurboLister side, because TurboLister is you know, only operating on the data per the current version that it has. So, so you know, there's some good and bads on both sides, but if he's happy using it, it sounds like they're not going to do anything at all right now on that side. But there's also some good things as you get into the using, you know, Seller Hub listing tool.
Well, so, thank you. Maybe that'll let him sleep a little better at night. Thank you, Lisa. He's really concerned. I can
know,
see why. He's used to using a certain thing.
Yeah, and we've already said, don't worry about it.
Exactly. Lisa, thank you so much.
Yeah, but I would encourage trying. And then I would, you know, Griff, you're constantly kind of saying, I'm not the person to call about technical issues. I also encourage people, you know, call customer service. That's the way to get through. And then customer service, as long as they can replicate it while they're on the phone with you, they will put it up to the technical side. And
perfect.
I've had some issues I found, and it's taken months to get them fixed, but they finally got fixed. And there's still a lot of bugs, but I mean, eventually it'll get there, I think. So, on some of those things, but that's what people really need to do is call, and then sometimes I post what some of the current issues
Lisa, are. There's our music. Thank you so much for calling today. You helped a lot.
Thank you very much. Lisa, this open phone segment was brought to you by Shipworks. Ship more in less time. Give us a ring, 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish, with an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 403.
Shipping can make or break your business on eBay. Beverly England is known on eBay as top-rated seller Sammy Can 2, and she's the owner of eBay store Grandma Bev Stuff. She has this tip on setting a price for shipping.
You need to do this before it's time to ship it. When you go to list an item, you have to have a scale so that you can weigh it. And you have to know what kind of packaging you're going to put it in. Go on eBay, buy a scale. Otherwise, you're either going to cheat yourself or you're going to really overprice for your customer.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
So this open phone segment, so it's brought to you by Bulk, so the easy way to source. So feel free to call us now at 888-RADIO-30.
Like 888-RADIO-30.
So again, that's 888-723-4630. And so is the most popular word in the Silicon Valley.
Mm-hmm. And I do it now.
Do you watch Silicon Valley, that TV show?
I got an email from somebody saying, do you know, Lee, that now you do it too?
Yeah.
Remember, we used to blame it on people that worked in Silicon Valley. All of the people that worked for eBay did it.
We did?
You didn't, but they all did. They would start out, you'd ask them a question, and they would say, so a lot of, you know, they would start it out with them.
Yeah, it's very Silicon Valley.
It is.
Hey, you know, we had this on a call. A lot of sellers ask us, ask how to figure out what an eBay store is right for them. And like I said, using the eBay fee illustrator at ebay.com/fee illustrator, one word, will tell you which level of eBay store subscription fits best for your business, if any. Maybe you're not selling enough to make it worth your while. That's ebay.com/fee illustrator, one word. And it's not to be confused with the eBay fee calculator, which is at ebay.com/fee calculator, which calculates your final value fee for a sold item, babe.
It's different.
Different.
Now we go to Dallas, Texas for the latest eBetsy brief. Betsy, what do you have this week for
us? Give us your briefs.
Show us your briefs.
When it comes to shipping, it pays to offer options. And with eBay's new guaranteed delivery program rolling out this summer, it's more worthwhile than ever. As top-rated seller, Acquisitor, my client and I offer free shipping with same or one-day handling via USPS first-class package because we mostly sell jewelry. Or buyers can opt for shipping via USPS priority mail small flat-rate box for $5. But, and here's where giving customers options really pays off, we also offer one-day shipping. Selecting one-day shipping from the Sell Your Item Forms drop-down shipping menu gives us a choice of shipping overnight via USPS, FedEx, or UPS, whichever is most convenient. Since we're located in the center of the country, offering one-day shipping makes the Fast and Free icon show up on almost all of our listings, which gives us a boost in search. And although most buyers don't need their jewelry in that much of a hurry, there are some last-minute shoppers who do, and not just at Christmas time. So because we're prepared to accommodate them, it encourages them to buy from us. I've shipped everything from a $250 Tiffany bracelet to a $10 charm via USPS Overnight Express at a shipping cost to the buyer of $20. So give your customers options and include some kind of one-day shipping. When guaranteed delivery rolls out, you'll be ready. Now, back to Griffin Lee.
Thank you so much, Betsy.
Perfect
we
advice.
Appreciate it. Now we go to Billy in North Platte, Nebraska, known on eBay as Feeding Zoe. Hey, Billy, what's your question or comment?
Hey, I was just wanting to, I guess, have a comment. I was thinking about that cat, the dead cat.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was thinking about this mouse. And then I was thinking, what if that mouse was chasing a cat around a racetrack?
Okay.
And that would be Withershins.
Withershins. Okay. That was a long way to the secret word, but congratulations.
You got the secret word.
Because they were going in a left-handed.
Going with that.
A left-handed or contrary direction, like counterclockwise.
Yes, and backwards.
Well, you got yourself a wireless mouse with the word eBay on it. Are you happy?
I'm pretty happy, yeah.
It doesn't sound that happy.
No.
Would you like a car instead? We'll give you a Buick.
So the word he said is Widdershins, Widdershins, in a left-handed or contrary direction.
Exactly.
Counterclockwise.
Widdershins, yeah.
Yeah, went all Widdershins. Honest.
It's like cattywampus.
If anybody tells you they're going to Widdershin on you, run like heck.
Yeah.
All right. So tell him what he has to do to get his prize.
Well, first, you have to send me an email at griff@ebay.com with your shipping address. Next, you have to be patient, because sometimes I forget to ship these things out, which you would then send me another email to remind me, Griff, you didn't send out the wireless mouse, at which point I will write back and say, oh, 1,000 pardons, I must have been distracted, and then I'll forget to mail it again. So you'll have to send the third email, and then that'll do the trick.
Well,
and
let's
then I'll
hope
ship it
not.
To
you should see us with our gift certificates and stuff. Mm-hmm. We've got a whole spreadsheet. It's not easy.
Ooh, spreadsheet.
Yeah,
you're like
a spreadsheet.
Big city.
Exactly. So, Billy, you have to send email to griff at ebay.com.
Yeah, and I'm just kidding. I'll send it out right away.
And tell him what you want. And if you have any problems with Griff, call me.
I think you won the last wireless mouse that I have.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
He thought you meant that he had already won it.
No. I think you just won the last one. I got to come up with another prize for next week.
Mm.
I'm a sea glass.
Mm. Hey, Billy, what do you sell on eBay?
Oh, I just, everything really.
Okay.
I got 900 listings.
Oh, yeah, we've had you. We know you. We know Feeding Zoe. We know that name. You've called before. We've had you on. But we like to find out. There are always new people listening who may not remember what you sell, and old people who don't remember.
Yeah, we're just trying to sell everything so that we don't get, you know, people get bored with us because they've already looked at us. So they'll just come back and look and see what else we got.
So you're a variety store.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of books from the library after they had their book sale, and those will be going up pretty soon.
Well, we certainly appreciate your call, and congratulations on winning the contest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
I'll be waiting for your email.
I'll be waiting for a Thursday show.
Oh, thank you, Billy. We appreciate that.
It's a deal. We've got you. This open phone segment was brought to you by Shipwork. Ship more in less time. Give us a ring, 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk's got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
When it comes to online selling, the future is mobile. ShipStation is already there. ShipStation's industry-exclusive mobile app lets you manage, ship, track, and more, all from your Apple or Android smartphone or tablet. You get all the power of ShipStation. With this unique mobile app, you can see all of your orders, receive new order alerts, create and print branded shipping labels at discounted rates, even view and track shipments with multiple carriers. In short, you can manage and process just about every aspect of fulfillment. You can even get order alerts on your Apple Watch. No more rushing back to the office or being tied to a computer. Ship easy with ShipStation Mobile. For a 30-day free trial of ShipStation, go to ShipStation.com. Again, that's ShipStation.com. Get ship done anywhere, anytime.